I think he was saying, I was the chief of sinners. He's done saying, I'm the chief of sinners. Now, how can he be the chief of sinners? And a Christian, you can't be a Christian and a sinner at the same time. And I think as Paul began to see the grandeur of God's glory, and he began to see what he was, he recognized how awful he was. I must have been the worst guy that ever lived. And I think the closer you get to God, the more you feel about your past life like that. Yes, what are you going to say?
If the definition of a Christian is not a sinner saved by grace, is it that we are being conformed into the image of Christ? Is that the definition?
Yeah, we're being made into the... But when my little boy is born, he can never be any more of a lord than he is right then. Right? He's just going to grow. Now, I want to ask you a question. I want to close with one more scripture.
Pastor, before the cross, God calls us sinners. After the cross, he calls us saints.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. I want to ask you a question. In your church, you're having lots of trouble. Adultery. Folks getting drunk at the Lord's Supper. The last business meeting, you'd had a knockdown, drag-out fight, and you ended up finding out you didn't have a split. You had a quadruple split. There were four different factions in the church. And an evangelist was coming to preach at your church on Sunday. What would you tell him to preach? Well, I'm going to show you what an evangelist preached who went to a church like that. It's a church called Corinth. I want you to open 1 Corinthians with me. I want you to see what he told them. We're going to close with this and see if you can receive it. Now, any person who knows the New Testament knows this, that the same church became transformed by 2 Corinthians, right? Is that right? It isn't even the same church. Now, let me show you what he said to the Corinthian church. Here's the church. They're getting drunk at the Lord's Supper, having adultery in the church, split four ways. God only knows. Abusing spiritual gifts. And I want you to see what he calls them. Now, we'd have primed an evangelist good, wouldn't we? See that deacon over there? Living in adultery. Those guys right over there drinking every night. And we'd have primed them up. Boy, and he'd have come out with his guns loaded, talking about how awful and rotten, dirty, stinking sinners they were. Now, I want you to see what Paul came out saying. Paul, called an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God, which is in Christ Jesus, to those who have been. It couldn't be true. Sanctified in Christ Jesus. Listen, he said, you guys have been sanctified in Christ Jesus. Call saints by calling. He said, you're a bunch of saints. He started off telling them who they were in Jesus. And let's go ahead and see what he says to them. He says, verse 3, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always for the grace of God which is given you in Christ Jesus. He said, you guys have got all the grace you need already. He starts off by telling them who they are. Sanctified. Would you call a bunch? Would you tell your evangelist, now get up there and say, sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by God. That's the way you're to start. Okay, let's go on. He's not through yet. See, before he gets to telling them what's wrong, what he's going to do is to tell them, this is what you are. That's why you ought to act like this and quit acting like that. Okay, let's go on. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which is given you in Christ Jesus. He said, I just thank God that you guys have got it all. Okay, let's keep on reading. Now, he knew what was happening. He says that in everything you're enriched in him. You're enriched in him in everything. Enriched now in him in everything. In all speech and all knowledge. Verse 7, so that you're not lacking in any gift. You're not lacking. You guys got all the gifts. Eagerly awaiting the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall conform you to the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, through whom you were called. You were living like this. He hadn't even got to that yet. Into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Is that how you'd preach Sunday if you went back and found out they'd had a four-way split at business meeting and one deacon was living in adultery with somebody else and they had got drunk at the Lord's Supper the Sunday night, last Sunday night, when you're down? Is that how you'd start off your message?